just wanted to see if Sean had anything to add, or maybe he started. Maybe he started to work. Anyways, but yeah, even when I started, you know, I was working. When I first started with Verizon, I started off as a technician. So we were repairing phones up to a certain point, and then they started coming out with refurbished. You know, you just swap them out. Okay, here, we're just going to give you another phone. And then the progression went where technicians were figured out. I got promoted and I worked my way up into management. But the fact of the matter is that, yeah, the customer service with Verizon, when I call them, they see my file. Oh, you're a former Verizon employee. Oh, you got this. Oh, I see you have this. You know, you work for a company for 15 years, you pour your heart and soul into it, you got to get something out of it. And they're not going to give you a Rolex, so you might as well get what you can. And, you know, I got some nice perks out of the deal, but still, I call them today, and my phone back in January swelled up. The battery overheated, and it, you know, looked like it was pregnant. And they said, well, you got to do this, you got to do that. I said, read my profile again, please. Oh, you get a free replacement phone. I said, yes, I do. I don't pay for any of it. Should show that. Wow. Okay, yeah, all right. The only problem is I got everything paid and replaced for free. No problems whatsoever. Didn't have to do anything. I just had to call, but it took 30 minutes for them to understand this. Okay, well, I have it shipped to you overnight, FedEx. I said, okay, no problem. I already know that. Took 4 days to get here. And I had to call FedEx to get my money back, which I did on that. Or they got it, you know, whatever. But I got something. Somebody got a refund out of it, but I didn't care. It's just the fact that, you know, I work with FedEx exclusively. And even if I pay for something or not, and you send it overnight and you don't have it, I want some kind of compensation, even if it's a six-pack of beer.
Right, right. Some acknowledgement that, hey, we know it, we dropped the ball and it's inconvenient, you know. Here's a couple of brewskis on us. Have a nice day. That would go a long way. That's a good customer service tool, I think. Anyway, speaking of tools, this is N8NM, and I'm going to run in and get another cup of coffee. I'll be back shortly.